So, yes, we have made a decision. Most likely we won't fill it before the game, but that could change before game time.
Correct.
And keep our options open for next week.
That's fine.
You appreciate the challenge that Kaepernick has as this start at the pace, this volume on it, on their home field, schematically, all the stuff that you're facing.
It's a big challenge, a big task for our entire football team. I think everybody looks at it that way, and everybody's up for it, excited for it, and ready to get on the plane and head toward Boston. I do. Yeah, it was actually we were in Bill Walsh's office, and Coach Belichick had called Bill Walsh, and they were talking for probably 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and I was just kind of sitting there like I used to do with I would just sit in Coach Walsh's office and try to pick things up. But then he handed the phone to me and said to talk to Coach Belichick, and yeah, I remember it very well. He remember distinctly him wishing us luck at Stanford, and talked about how important it was for how much he wanted to see Stanford get back on top in football, how important he thought that was for college football, institutions like Stanford and the Naval Academy and the academies to be competitive in football. Talked a little bit about his family and my family. It was a very, very good conversation. Well, it's a big challenge and a big task, to put pressure on Tom Brady. He's so good with every detail of his game. Everything is so refined. There's not a lot of tips you can get or clues, even when he's in the shotgun, for example. When the snap is coming, he's refined every detail. Same with his throwing motion, his understanding of the game, protections, what a defense is trying to do. So it's a big task, and that's something we would like to get done. I think we're up for it, and like I said, our guys are excited to go play this game.
And you've talked about Michael Crabtree a few times right now. What has he done better to elevate his play this last year? Getting open better? What has changed to sort of allow him to be more productive?
He's really been productive all year when you look at the offensive production, his yards after catch. He's been doing that the entire year. Probably as well as anybody in the game running with the ball after the catch, yards after contact. As good as anybody in the league.
He signed up against Will Forbes having another dominant year.
Yeah.
What do you say about the challenges he presents and the matchup against your guard?
Well, he's a heck of a player. 350 plus, and has a great understanding of the game. I think the big thing is how well they play together as a defensive line. The synergy they got there with their entire defense. Great team defense. So not taking anything away from Vince, but they are the challenge is moving the ball against their entire defense.
Did you expect to have Sam and get him ready 100% closer to 100%?
Yeah, we'll see.
A couple more questions.
I don't know how they listen to Pardon? Yeah, Frank is vitally important to our offense, and he's a one of my very favorite players to coach. He's you guys asked me on Monday, you know, what made Frank so durable, what makes some players more durable than the others, and I didn't have a real good answer for you that day, and I really thought about it the last couple of days, and I really think that in Frank's case and a lot of guys' case, that the love of the game, you know, the just how much he loves football, how much he likes practicing and playing this game. I think in his case in particular, and in other guys too, that has plays a big part in making him such a durable guy week after week. He just loves it so much. So I love coaching guys like that.
What's more valuable? Running
or spotting? Yeah, he has refined his game. You know, the kind of back that can be in there every down, pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, running, all the assortment of runs. You know, he's not a guy that just has to run inside plays or outside plays, zone plays, power plays, counters. He can do it all. So. Yeah, it is. It is hard to take him off the field.
Last one, guys.
Do you think Crabtree's benefiting from defensive pain or attention diverting? And are you worried at all about Rutgers only had three kids in the last 3 weeks?
Well, I think you know who's ever open. That's who the quarterback is. Instructed to get the ball to, and that varies from week to week.